The Demarius Reed homicide, three other attacks of Eastern Michigan University students off campus, and two reports of on-campus criminal sexual conduct with individuals that knew each other all in the last week led EMU and Ypsilanti officials to hold a community forum to talk about efforts to improve safety. EMU students expressed a variety of concerns, including questions about what the university can do to improve safety just off of campus. Elizabeth Lang is a second-year student. Lang says students want to see an improved link between Ypsilanti and the campus and don't feel like they are currently a priority for Ypsilanti police. She says, however, reports that witnesses didn't call the police when hearing gunshots and seeing Reed's body are also troubling.
The fact that people thought that he was just so drunk that he was just crawling on the stairs and didn't even think twice that there could be something wrong, I don't know, that kind of frightens me. Because if it was me or if it was one of my best friends and they're just, you know, they're crawling and, you know, hoping that somebody will help them, that's a scary thought. And at the same time, you kind of question the police, but you also question the students as well. Like, could we have done something?
EMU President Susan Martin agrees that it's haunting that people didn't immediately respond. Martin says together the EMU and Ypsilanti family need to work to enhance safety on and off campus. She says they're having discussions with off-campus apartment complexes and working on a website to help students make safer living choices.
We have reached out and talked to some of them, and I think putting accurate factual information and questions students should ask on the website to help them make these decisions and understand the information they could ask for, the factual information that exists in terms of crime mapping that we've done that's on our website, to say, take a look at these things, think about, you know, what are the choices that you're making in your campus housing, what are the choices you're making and when you walk home at night.
Officials with University Green Apartments, where Reed's body was found and one of the other attacks occurred, say increased security, including a foot patrol of the complex, will remain indefinitely. They say the complex is also looking at adding security cameras. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.